Walking around the London Coffee Festival last weekend, I bumped into Ulrich. Ulrich is the brains and the amazing man behind the Growers' Cup. And I met him the year before already on his stand, and he's got something. I mean, he's an inventor and he's a lover of coffee. He also says in his charming way that he's a lazy person. So he's actually developed a cup of coffee for the lazy person. Now, let me explain. He sources amazing coffees from Ethiopia, from Kenya, from Guatemala, from Panama, from Honduras, from Brazil, from all around the world, and really top quality coffee because Ulrich loves coffee. But he wants to make it accessible and easy for anybody, anywhere, no matter what they are. So just imagine you are climbing the Kilimanjaro just for the heck of it. And of course, you're well prepared and you know how to boil water somewhere. If I say boil, we're talking coffee. So we're not going to use it when it's boiled, but we're heating up water to a certain temperature that is good for brewing ground coffee. And you've got with you a very flat bag. It's a paper bag. Inside, there's a filter. Inside, there is ground coffee. And then you pour water over it. He's got 26 grams of ground coffee. You pour half a liter of water in the top of that paper bag. Of course, that paper bag is sealed inside with plastic and it's got this filter. And you transfer the water through the filter and you let it brew for 4 to 8 minutes. I've just done it and I've done 5 minutes. The coffee I've used is the Ethiopian. I love Ethiopian coffees. So I wanted to start by really, putting this particular Growers Cup method to the test. And this Ethiopian is a Limu. And the other interesting thing is on that bag, not only do you have the instructions on how to do it, and it's foolproof really, how to prepare your coffee and how to serve it and how to enjoy it, but it also tells you the origin of that coffee. So where it's grown, where it's from, the variety, it's a heirloom variety, for example. It's washed, it's a grade 2, comes from a cooperative. The weight and the weight in there is obviously 26 grams, I already said that. And the other interesting thing is that Ulrich, this time around, when I spoke to him and he gave me armfuls of his different coffees. And he already did that last year and I just never got around to actually testing them. And they're a year old and I thought, no, I must do it justice. So I walked up to him and I confessed that I didn't get around to testing his coffee last year here at Mumbo Jumbo's, Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. So this year I promised I would do it and he was kind enough to give me another 6-7 different coffees to taste. So today, as I said, I took the Ethiopian. Where to start? I just started in the kitchen at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ because I'm not going to climb the Kilimanjaro, let's face it. But you don't even have to do extreme things like that. Let me remind you, Ulrich's idea is also for the lazy person. So even if you are in an office and, well, you've got a kettle in an office for sure. You've got an area for the staff to prepare whatever snacks and hot drinks they want. So it's an idea. It's an idea to just pack this. But, you know, I was really interested in how this is actually going to taste and how easy is it to prepare. It is surprisingly easy to prepare because you just open the top of that very sturdy paper bag and you can pour your water in. I did it on the scales. I did it on the Hario scales to be sure not to put more water in that these 26 grams deserve to have. Then I let it brew. I let it brew actually for 5 minutes because the longer you brew it, well, the stronger the coffee is. So I paid attention. Then you open the little bag on the side and you start pouring. Now, it also retains its heat, surprisingly, because I'm here and I've poured it about 5 minutes ago and I'm still on 57°C. So I'm going to wait a little longer before I put my lips to it. And then I'm going to report back as to what this coffee actually tastes like. I can't wait to put my lips to it.